Welcome back. Today we are cracking open Thinking in Systems, a primer, a book that has quietly reshaped how some of the sharpest policy thinkers, ecologists, and business strategists see the world. Why should our listeners stop everything for this one?
Because it answers a question most people never think to ask. Why do the same problems keep coming back, no matter how many times we fix them? And the answer, once you see it, you cannot unsee it.
That's a bold promise. What's the single most counterintuitive idea the book throws at you?
That the people inside a broken system are almost never the real cause of the problem. The structure itself is. Swap out every person, and the same dysfunction returns. That's the claim the book has to earn.
All right, so who wrote this? Who's behind an argument that provocative?
Donella Meadows, a Harvard-trained biophysicist who also ran an organic farm and spent nearly 3 decades teaching at Dartmouth. She was finishing this manuscript right up until her sudden death in 2001. Her editor had to piece it together from drafts. So what we're reading is genuinely her final word on how the world works.
That origin story matters, doesn't it? Because our listener might wonder, is this a polished academic treatise or something rougher?
It's neither, actually. Meadows tested this material through years of teaching and workshops. The book reads like a brilliant professor who has already watched students get confused in all the right places and adjusted accordingly.
So the author's core claim is that we should see the world as interconnected systems, not isolated parts. Isn't that just obvious? Everyone knows things are connected.
Knowing it and seeing it are different things. The author argues that conventional thinking is linear and event-focused. We see a spike in crime, we blame the criminals. We see a market crash, we blame the traders. Meadows says that instinct is almost always wrong.
Mm-hmm. But how does the book actually build that case? What's the vocabulary it gives you?
3 building blocks. Elements, interconnections, and purpose. Elements are the visible parts, the people, the trees, the dollars. Interconnections are the relationships binding them. And purpose is what the system actually does, not what anyone says it's supposed to do.
Wait. Not what anyone says it's supposed to do? That sounds like the author is just redefining purpose to fit the argument.
That's a fair challenge. But think about it this way. A company might say its purpose is customer service. If it consistently cuts support staff to hit quarterly numbers, the author would say its real purpose is short-term profit. Behavior reveals structure.
Okay, and then there are stocks and flows. Our listener might find those terms dry. Why do they matter?
Because stocks are why the world resists sudden change. A lake doesn't empty overnight, even if you stop all the rivers feeding it. Stocks accumulate slowly, deplete slowly. That's why quick fixes so often fail. You're trying to drain a lake with a bucket.
And feedback loops are where it gets really strange, right? The book has this business inventory example that I found genuinely unsettling.
Yes, rational managers, making individually sensible decisions, still produce wild boom and bust swings. Not because anyone is incompetent, because time delays are baked into the structure. You order more stock, it arrives late, you've already overordered. The loop punishes you for being reasonable.
So not bad actors, but bad architecture. But here's where I'd push back on Meadows. Doesn't that let people off the hook too easily?
The author actually anticipates that. She's not saying individuals are irrelevant. She's saying that blaming individuals while leaving the structure intact guarantees the problem returns. To change behavior, you have to change the stocks, the flows, the feedback loops, the rules of the game itself.
So for our listener, the system lens isn't an excuse, it's a diagnosis tool.
Exactly. Meadows argues that most persistent problems, poverty, environmental collapse, economic instability, aren't random misfortune. They are predictable outputs of identifiable structures. And once you can see the structure, you have a real shot at changing it.